Hello, this is Michael Ann Conley, and this is another episode of Habits into Health. This program is all about helping you become healthier and happier by turning around those habitual behaviors that are creating problems for yourself and others. Those habitual behaviors that make you unhappy or make other people unhappy, and they tell you about it. Today's show is about connecting your sense of spirituality with your bodily experience. I'm thinking of the phrase, the spirit moves you. And so let's move into our exercise that we usually do at the top of this podcast. In Habits into Health, we know that learning isn't just about information and insight. So we start each podcast with an opportunity to step back from thinking about and step into being with. And this involves taking a few moments to be attentive to what's going on physically. Because this energetic field that you call your body, well, it's the foundation for everything that you are and know about yourself. This is not a common way that we consider ourselves in today's world. Most of the time, we think about ourselves and our bodies as something that we have, the we being the thinking part. But in Habits into Health, we say let the body lead so that your mind doesn't have to. Let's give the mind a little bit of a break and see what the spirit moves. I invite you to start with your breath. We often equate the sense of spirit with the breath. Now, if you can, place your hand on that area of your lungs around your heart and just breathe. Breathe in a way that you would call natural or normal, whatever that means to you. And just notice the movement that exists as you breathe. If you're sitting in a chair, perhaps you can lean back and let the movement of your breath fill the back of the chair. Make that contact between your back and the chair. Or if you're driving, the same thing with the seat. Feel the movement. Now, most of the time we think of breathing as in and out, forward and back. But the barrel of your chest moves in all directions. Up, take a deep breath and notice up and that movement. Take another breath and notice down. As you breathe, notice any movement down. And then as you breathe, also notice the movement side to side. As you breathe, your arms breathe with you, don't they? Now take a deep breath and whatever that means to you. And notice what moves. Are you moved by your breath? Are you moved by your life existence? Can you take this moment without having to do anything or think about anything and just be with your breath and the movement of that? Now, I invite you to continue to breathe easy as we talk a little bit about today's topic. I had a conversation this morning with my cousin about spirituality, and he asked about whether Habits into Health was connected to spirituality in a religious kind of sense. And I had to say no, that this program reaches people all over the world, and everybody has their own sense of their connection to Source, the universal Source. In Habits into Health is the body, and that's separate from any kind of religious belief that a person has. That said, though, it made me curious, and I went to my database where I collect favorite quotes, and so I want to share a couple of quotes. So first, I'm going to quote from the Buddha, and it's so interesting because in Buddhism, a lot of the conversation is about the mind and mindfulness. In Habits into Health, we differentiate from the prefrontal cortex, the executive functioning part of the brain, and what is commonly called a general sense of brain. But here is what the Buddha said, quote, "There is one thing that when cultivated and regularly practiced, leads to deep spiritual intention, to peace, to mindfulness and clear comprehension, to vision and knowledge, to a happy life here and now, and to the culmination of wisdom and awakening. And what is that one thing? It is mindfulness centered on the body. Now, isn't that interesting? That the Buddha, who did say many, many things about the mind and about thoughts, actually taught that real aliveness and the cultivation of happy life is not about the mind at all. It's about centering on the body. And there are references to this in the Christian Bible as well. For instance, Jesus is quoted in Luke as saying, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." And, of course, in many different versions of the Bible, this is said differently. But the idea is that God is within you. Well, what is within you? Who are you? Are you just your thoughts? Of course not. Your thoughts originate in an organ system that your body created. The human body developed its own brain to serve the full organism. So when Luke says the kingdom of God is within you, quoting Jesus, it sounds like a bodily statement to me. And then there's Paul, who wrote in the Corinthians, basically, don't you know that your body is a temple? The kingdom of heaven is within, and your body is a temple. I usually say your body is the temple of the soul. So these are spiritual sources about the existence of spirit within the body. Here's a secular quote that I absolutely love, and it's from the book The Secret Life of Bees by Sue Monk Kidd. And in this particular statement is Lily, the protagonist. She enters the Boatwright sister's home, and she says, "Some people have a sixth sense, and some are duds at it. I believe I must have it, because the moment I stepped into the house, I felt a trembling along my skin, a traveling current that moved up my spine, down my arms, pulsing out from my fingertips. I was practically radiating. The body knows things a long time before the mind catches up to them. I was wondering what my body knew that I didn't." In Habits into Health, we're exploring what your body knows that what you call I doesn't. We live in a world which for many, 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 many years has been fascinated with the organ system we call the brain, and specifically with the cortex, and even more specifically with the prefrontal cortex. And the prefrontal cortex it's been given the task of what's called the executive functioning, and we call that thinking. And because thinking involves a certain type of knowing, it's collecting information from the body and feeding it back to itself. We have come to kind of confuse the trees for the forest. So we have a habit in this world today of thinking that thinking runs the show. But Lily says, "I was wondering what my body knew that I didn't." Now, when I was a young woman and I was in college and I was taking physics, for those of us who really were not up to speed with the kind of physics that the smarter kids took, but we were required to take 3 units of physics. And so I had this wonderful teacher. He taught physics in a way that was useful in a practical way. And I'll never forget when he said, when you touch a hot stove, your hand moves away from that stove before your brain says, ouch, that hurts. I was wondering what my body knew that I didn't. If your body is the temple and your mind is there to help you serve the temple, then is not your sense of your spirituality from your body? So breathe. Just take a deep breath and let the spirit move you. Notice the movement that exists within you as a life force. You may subscribe to a particular religious belief, whether you are Hindu or Muslim, Christian or Buddhist, or whether you follow the Red Road, whatever your belief system is. In all belief systems, there are common themes in the belief of the life force in the body. So you are not the eye in the executive function of your brain that thinks you have a body. No, you are a body. And every moment you take in a breath, you are moved. Let the spirit move you. Everything is available for adjustment, even in some small way. And that's one of the things that we talk about in Habits into Health. We start small and we encourage kindness, because being dogmatic and telling yourself that you have to change this habit or else is a great way to keep it around. So let the spirit move you today in approaching your particular problem, habit, whatever that might be, and let yourself breathe through it. Be kind. You'll get to your goal faster than if you try to force it from the dictator inside your brain. And of course, if you want to know more about this approach to habit change, come to my website, habitsintohealth.com. You can click a link and I'll send you a small self-assessment questionnaire, and then you'll get an opportunity to receive my occasional newsletters, which are also reinforcing. I'm going to sign off for now. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.